Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now that you have been to Buffalo, I mean, after you signed or after you got drafted and then here for rookie minicamp yesterday and today and through the weekend, I just wanted to know what types of conversations you've had maybe with some of your former rookie class and any of the coaches over the past couple weeks now that you're a part of this team.
I'll say this with the rookie class. Me and Greg, we've been talking a lot, you know, just trying to, you know, get the playbook down. You know, that's mainly the only person I've been talking to, you know, playing the same position. We both had the same goals in mind. And just talking with the coaches, they just want me to come in, you know, just keep doing what I did when I was at Wake. That's just play hard and just come in every day ready to work.
Is there anything that has impressed you or been unique about some of your conversations with the coaching staff or maybe just being at One Bills Drive and getting to see everything now?
I would definitely say, yeah, just driving in, seeing the stadium. You know, I never – where I'm from, there's no stadiums anywhere close. So just coming up here and being able to, like, see the stadium, just driving down the street is pretty unique to me.
And then anticipation for rookie minicamp. I mean, what are your expectations going into this weekend, kind of getting to do some of your first type of work here with the rookies?
You know, definitely just come in, just having fun with a bunch of the guys. You know, just ain't been doing football in a while. Just being able to go out there, you know, with a bunch of guys and with the same goal in mind. That's all I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. Thanks, Boogie.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier that you've been talking to Greg and you've already started to develop a relationship with him. Can you just talk a little bit about sort of what you think, you know, you both bring to the table and kind of the relationship that you've already started to sort of establish with Greg Rousseau?
I definitely said we both bring a lot to the table, you know, being versatile players, you know, having two of those guys, two of us coming at the same time, that could be a big help for us. And, you know, just a we talk about every day, you know, just going over some stuff we see on film, you know, just building a relationship. And then, you know, finally seeing him yesterday, you know, everything kind of just clicked. You know, we talk a lot more now. So hopefully when the season starts, you know, we'll be even more closer just because of we're both playing the same position.
Boogie Basham, Wookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080, man, you finally touched down in the town.
Yeah, finally touched down.
Yes, sir. So, man, just tell us, how excited are you to learn at the next level? And what was your reaction when you saw that state-of-the-art weight room?
For me, I'm just anxious to get in and get started. And definitely when I walked in and seen the weight room, it was like stuff like this really exists, you know, just coming in, this all the open field, all the racks, you know, just bright colors. I was just anxious to get in there and get ready to go.
What are some of the things that you're trying to discover about yourself during this rookie minicamp?
For me, definitely, it's just, you know, getting a whole new system and start from scratch. You know, at Wake, we had three defensive coordinators. So, you know, it's just from now then going to another one. You know, I'm just ready to start over, you know, start from scratch and just learn a whole new playbook again.
Absolutely, man. Hey, welcome to the town and let's get to work.
So, appreciate it.
Hey, Boogie, I wanted to ask you, When you stepped foot at One Bills Drive for the first time, was there any thought of what it felt like the first time you showed up at the U as a prize recruit and all that? Was there some similar feelings there?
I would never say yes. Similar feelings, just of, you know, something I've been working towards my whole life and the dream finally coming true. That was the main emotions that was going through my mind at the time.
And if I could, what do you hope to get done this weekend on the field? I mean, obviously, it's going to be a lot of, you know, walk through and probably just learning some plays, but have you set some expectations for the next 3 days?
Yeah, definitely, you know, just not learn my position, but learn a lot more positions so I could be a lot more helpful to the team.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Boogie, just, you know, kind of overall, what have these, you know, past few weeks been like since the draft for you? I mean, it's gotta have been just a whirlwind, right?
Yeah, I would say definitely, like, you know, before the draft, you know, it was a little bit stressful, you know, just having all these phone calls. But now it's like a relief. You know, I finally know where I'm at. I can finally focus on just working out for football, you know, getting in shape for camp. You know, that was a good thing for me.
Have you had a chance to interact with any of the current players, any of the veterans on the team right now?
Yeah, not in person, but, you know, a couple of guys text me here and there, you know, like, welcome to the team, let's get to work and stuff like that.
Who reached out to you?
Tremaine Edmonds, Harrison Phillips, and a couple guys on Instagram just DM me back and forth.
And, you know, these rookies, obviously last year with COVID, they didn't get to have this experience that you guys are. Just how valuable do you think that, you know, having this time to get acclimated in this rookie mini camp, being able to do it in person, how valuable do you think this experience is going to be?
I definitely think it's valuable, you know, just, you know, being able to get that hand-on-hand work rather than doing over Zoom is probably, that's great. You know, just like being able to have it right in front of you is better, I would definitely say. So it's a big help for us.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, Boogie, Dante Lasting with BuffaloBills.com. Good to talk to you.
Nice talking to you.
Your cousin Terrell is a defensive end with the Cowboys, and he's been in the league since 2017. Have you talked to him at all about life in the NFL, or has he given you any tips as you start your NFL career?
Yeah. He definitely said, you know, the main thing for him was like come in and be ready to work. You know, he says day in, day out, it's a cutthroat league. You know, you can be on a team today and get cut tomorrow. So he said just coming in with the same attitude every day. You know, don't be afraid to make a mistake. So, you know, that's just how I'm looking at it for now.
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time. Enjoy rookie camp.
Yep.
I've got one more, Boogie. You said you've been going over the playbook with Greg. I mean, what are some of your first thoughts when you open that playbook, seeing an NFL playbook for the first time and just seeing the type of defense that you're going to run here in Buffalo?
Just looking at it at first, it was kind of confusing, you know, just everything all over. And then, you know, we sat down, we really, like broke it all the way down. And now it's like starting to come a little bit natural to me. You know, some of the stuff that is in the playbook now is what we did at Wake. And what he did at Miami. So we kind of just, you know, put in our own words, but also learning the Bills' words as well.
And just kind of curiosity question. I mean, opening something like that for the first time and trying to digest it, how much are you trying to go through it every day or every week with Greg and with yourself, just trying to get it down pat here as we head into some of these camps? And I know you probably feel the same way. The season is going to be here before we know it.
I know I would say just diving in pretty much every day. I would say like just us looking at it every other day, you know, talking at the end of the week or some stuff that we was confused upon or some things we agree upon as well.
Is there anything that gets you really excited for this type of defense that you're going to be a part of?
Yeah. Rather than just, you know, just playing side to side like we did at Wake, like now it's like I can actually just go forward and, you know, and just play the defense how we do it here.